President Trump is making peace all over the world. Why exactly do we need a wall? And Candace Owens and Cardi B have a Twitter battle. We'll talk about this and more on today's episode of the Mount Westmore podcast. Okay, Trump is on fire right now. Peace deals left and right. First Israel and the UAE, then Serbia and Kosovo, and now Israel and Bahrain. I'm thinking we could see more deals in the next few months if he can stay in office. Maybe get Oman in there with Israel, maybe get the Saudis with Israel, but I kind of doubt the Saudi one. I mean, if we could somehow pull off a miracle and get someone like Iraq in a deal, no doubt we could be looking at peace in the Middle East for a long, long time. I mean, this is really exciting stuff. People don't know, like, how crazy these deals are because this is peace in an area where there's been nothing but hate and war for hundreds and hundreds of years. The president has even been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which I think he totally deserves. And as soon as that news broke, the people were wanting to get rid of the Nobel Peace Prize. And as people, we all know, I mean, the mainstream media. And we all know that we can't have someone actually win that award for causing peace. You have to be woke to win that award. And he's definitely not woke. Now, Nancy Pelosi is calling all these peace deals a distraction. Wow. Real classy there, Nancy. I'm sure those people in Israel who are under threat of death every day sure feel like their safety is a distraction. Okay, so recently I was reading some of Donald Trump Jr.'s book Triggered, and he talked about why building the wall on our southern border is such a big deal. Here's some of the facts. For the estimated 12.5 million illegal immigrants in our country, the American people are paying around $130 billion to cover the costs involved with them. Some think that the real number is closer to $250 billion. Think about what could actually be done with that money. We could lower our debt by a lot. But there was more stats about welfare and job loss caused by illegal immigration, but the stat that really scared me was the fact that 90% of all heroin in the United States comes from the same three, possibly four Mexican cities. And a lot of that comes across our southern border illegally. On average, 72,000 Americans die from opioid-related deaths every year. If we could shut down the border, if we could shut down those crossings, or at least limit them by a lot, that would reduce that 72,000 exponentially. Plus, there's a ton of human trafficking going on down there at the border. Trafficking victims down there have been raped thousands of times. One woman had been kidnapped and then raped over 44,000 times. This is a major issue that not enough people know about and not enough people talk about. Children are rented by people so that they can claim to be a family unit and then gain entry into the U.S., then send those kids back to the renters or to the rentees so they can be rented again. If we put a wall between the crime on their side and the crime on ours, we could be saving thousands of trafficking and potential trafficking victims. Candace Owens in the red corner. Cardi B in the blue corner. A fight for the ages. Well, not really, because Cardi was out in the first round. Candace was just dropping bombs. No one was safe. Cardi tried to keep up with some weird grammar decisions and a lot of typing errors. She kept saying she had the number one song and a huge platform or something like that. Then Candace would come back with something like, Joe Biden, 1994 crime bill, look it up. You were used, Cardi. Then Cardi said, you encouraging people to vote for a man who laugh every time a black man gets killed by a cop, then tell millions of Americans to drink bleach. That's an exact quote, by the way. Then, boom, Candace comes in. Produced a clip of Trump laughing at men getting killed, at black men getting killed. You a lying fraud. She had more, but the most brutal response. You encouraging millions of young girls to spread their legs, and you admitted to date raping men, so don't even start on the bleach lie. Candace came to play. Do not mess with Candace Owens. because she will crush you. Honestly, as of this moment, Candace Owens 2024. Okay, so I want to cover a little more serious topic right now. Not enough guys nowadays know what it means to be a good man or to have good character. The media constantly trashes guys for, quote, toxic masculinity. And yes, dudes can be toxic, but so can women. We're all flawed people, and the beauty of life is that we can learn from our mistakes and get better. There are good and bad parts of masculinity, the same with femininity. Dudes do stupid things, like slide into some random girl's DMs and tell them how nice their body is, then say something like, I'ma get you. Nah, dude, what are you doing? Treating another human being like an item? That's not cool. But masculinity is also inventive and explorative. It's brave and bold. The massive majority of firefighters, police, and military are men. Those men risk their lives every day to keep others safe. During 9/11, we lost over 3,000 people. But think about the people we didn't lose because of brave men and, of course, women. Think about Christopher Columbus. None of us would be here talking about this right now if he hadn't been brave and wanted to explore the new world. The dudes that took down the hijackers on Flight 93 during 9/11, those guys were brave. They are heroes. If I can be even half of what they were, I will consider my life an accomplishment. Guys today need to stop sitting around texting girls 24/7 and playing video games all day. Just go outside, look for ways to help people. Hold doors. If you see a single mom struggling with her kids and putting her groceries in the car, run over and help her put those groceries away so she can focus on being a mom. Offer help to your family to do things around the house. Simple things like that show your character. They show that you care. They make a difference and people learn that they can rely on you. Be an example to others. Be a leader and show some character. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of the Mount Westmore Podcast. I'm super glad you guys listened to it. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us wherever you're listening. We're going to come out with some new content or new types of content or something soon. We're going to figure something out. I'm going to sit down with my social media guy, Caleb, and we'll figure something out. We've got to get Caleb on the show one of these days. That'll be fun. And thank you guys. Yeah, thank you again for listening. Go follow us on Instagram at Mount Westmore. We're on Facebook, and I believe we're on Twitter now. So thank you guys for listening. I will talk to you guys next Sunday.